Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you again for joining us here at the Transformation of the Cafe, live on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific time. We just thank you for joining us. And if you're going and checking us out on demand, we thank you for coming in after the live show and just seeing how things are going. So we're going to scoot up to the table here and see who's joining us tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle.
And how is it in Seattle tonight?
It's nice.
It's nice. What does that mean? It's nice.
It's not, not snowing or raining or anything, and the weather's nice, and, it's a very nice evening.
Does it snow in Seattle?
Very rarely, once in a while.
I don't think I've really ever heard of it snowing in Seattle.
Well, it does directly, but it's only in Seattle like once or twice a year. It does snow in the outlying areas and, of course, in the mountains.
Oh, okay. Well, so I want to see you're having Goldilocks weather because it's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right.
Well, it seems like we haven't had rain. Like, we had a little trace of rain for about 65 days. So everything is... Everything in Western Washington, I mean, everything in Washington itself is pretty dry and brown, not to mention the massive fires they have in Eastern Washington. And those are very, they've been fighting those for about a month now. So,
wow. And that's just not normal for them at all, huh? Yeah.
There should be some sort of rain or something.
Yeah.
The jet stream, that's what happens when we haven't had any rain.
That's right. Well, we're definitely going to pray for that, and that every area of the Mother Earth is going to get what she needs. And Miss Tony's here tonight. Hey, Miss Tony, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Very good. Tony lives in Southern California, just like I do. So when Jamie's saying, he's gotten traces of rain for 60 days, I don't think we've gotten rain for I don't know.
It's been a while.
180 days. I don't know.
I have no idea. You know,
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. So Tony and I were actually talking the other day, and I thought it would make a really interesting conversation to talk about. It seems to be coming up over and over again, at least for me lately, about the need for self-care, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't be there to support and help other people to be, just promoting and supporting each other in their lives. So that had been something that Tony and I had been talking about, and we thought that would be an interesting conversation to kind of have all three of us on that. And just remind everybody, we do have the chat room open, so if anybody wants to go online and do that, or if you want to call into the switchboard, the number again is 646-727-3206. So, we've been running into, or I have anyway, just really noticing how, things are coming up for people. And as they do, it always goes back to this level of, are you taking time to sit in prayer or meditation and just really kind of connecting? And one of the things that Tony and I practice is doing some journaling every morning. And we've been working with the Artist Way, which is has different kinds of tools that come with that to really help to tap into your creative side. And that's really tapping into that inner voice that connects you to the creator. So, Tony, what do you want to say about that?
Well, first of all, I've been journaling for years. And I think that is something that benefits everybody.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I believe in is that we need to acknowledge the wonderful things that come into our life. And we seem to, if we don't write it down or pay attention to it, just kind of forget it. And I think that makes life a bit hard for people because they keep thinking of the negative because it seems to take up more of our mind than the positive. So when I'm writing, when I'm journaling, I go through and I think about the things I'm thankful for. And with doing that, I have a better frame of mind for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that works for me.
They say that if, you know, you think of five things in the morning and at night to be grateful for, it really just sets a different vibrational tone and energy for you. And it's like if when you're grateful for what you have, more is given to you.
Yes, I too. Well, and I also believe that miracles happen to people. And I also believe the more you recognize your miracles, the more you receive.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If we don't recognize them.
Right. Jamie, do you journal?
If you don't recognize them in your...
Mm-hmm. I was asking Jamie if he journals. Go ahead, finish your thought. Finish your thought.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Now I have forgotten. You didn't let me finish twice, so forget it.
I'm sorry. So, Mr. Jamie, do you journal?
I have written once. Not really. I would say no. But I do like to write. And, you know, I used to do journalism in school,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why I couldn't do that, I guess. And I have an idea about writing stories, some sort of stories, but I don't consciously get up in the morning and write one or two pages. So,
well, you know what I do? I journal at night because that's when my day is fresh in my mind. And since I've joined the Artist Way, that's when I write my pages.
So you make a distinction between a journal and a diary, or is that more of a...
Yeah. No, it's kind of like a diary, but expanded. For a long time, I would write one page for each day.
Well, right, that would be a diary, right?
But then I thought, why am I doing that? So I've extended it to whenever I'm done writing, I'm done writing.
You know, I guess you could keep a journal and a diary.
Yes. Well, no, now mine is a journal, because now it really is kind of explaining more my feelings, not just when I first started, I would say, Lord, pray for these people, they have this problem, I'm thankful.
Is that a personal thing or a online, like a blog?
Oh, no, it's a personal thing.
Oh, right.
So far right now, everything I write is just for me.
Right.
But that's going to be changing. So it's teaching me how to be more creative in my writing and be able to share. I'll feel better doing that. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of what the whole theme of what we were originally talking about tonight, about self-care and just really tapping into your own inner voice and messages that you receive from yourself and how powerful that can be on just such a simple level, but yet it can be so profound at the same time.
I don't think people realize how powerful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem that people seem to have is they feel that they're not powerful, and so they feel they do not have control of their life. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing when you write something down of, like, things you're wanting to work on or, you know, it's just like I'm thinking of when you're going to go on a trip or something or you have to get a whole bunch of stuff done in a short amount of time and you make that list. And, boy, can you get a lot done when you've got that list, you know?
Oh,
at least for me. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I'll have, like, 20 things on a list and I don't have tomorrow to get it done. I got to get it done today. And it's amazing how you can get it all done.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
You're right about that.
Yeah. And, you know, do I do that all the time? No.
Should we? Yes.
Yeah.
Do we? No. That's like a lot of things about our life, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of used to not paying attention. And just mm-hmm. like self-care, we're kind of used to not paying attention to the self-care that we also need to take care of.
Yeah, I was looking at different things about that, and I found a quote from Shakti Gawain, and she's been a spiritual writer for quite some time. She said, every time you don't follow your inner guidance, you feel a loss of energy, a loss of power, and a sense of spiritual deadness. I thought that was kind of an interesting quote. Yeah. It's just like that little nudge. More and more, you're not listening to that quiet voice within you, that little nudge to encourage you to be doing things. And you know, that other quote I really like is, you know, anything worth doing is worth doing badly.
Well, you know, society doesn't want us to think. So
yeah, I think you're right.
I feel like they don't want us to think. Why is the television going all the time? Why is the music going all the time? Why is work going all the time? And we're pushed to do more and more and more, and this is what you should think, and this is what you should do. And people think that's the normal. Because that's what they're brought up with. That's not the normal.
Yeah, I've had coworkers that they couldn't work without a radio or something on.
Right.
Yeah. Jamie, do you always have a radio on or something when you're doing your stuff in your tattoo parlor?
You know, generally when I arrive in the morning, I don't put anything on until I really kind of get settled in, and it's just a little talk radio probably. But I think just because it's a shop and there should be some music on, it's not blasting or anything. Sometimes you get people that want to ask to put their own music on, and I don't know. It really depends. But, yeah, there definitely is a little radio going on.
Hmm.
Just in the background.
What about you, Tony? Do you have your day where you've got music going, like quietly in the background, or do you find a lot of, you just enjoy the quiet?
I enjoy the quiet. I'm getting better. I'm getting where I put music back on, but I really just like quiet right now. So it's, I think, a phase I'm going through.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to focus on what I'm thinking and what I'm doing more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense, because most of the time when I'm in the car, most people, when they're riding with me, they're just kind of used to, you know, it's quiet in the car, so we actually could talk to one another. Something comes up, and it's not, you know, it's the conversation instead of competing with the radio or something, which I kind of enjoy that. I like to just roll down my windows a little bit and hear the air coming through the car. The kind of rush. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't. It bothers my ears. Yeah.
Oh,
it bothers my ears. Yeah. For some reason, it bothers my ears when I do that. So.
I think I was a dog in another life. I'd never like to stick my head out the window.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
I always laugh when I see dogs doing that. You know, they get their whole face sticking out the window. They're just in the moment and enjoying the breeze. It's just nice. It's like, yeah, I'm in the moment.
Dogs enjoy everything.
Do they? Like, I don't know about that, but... Okay. They are definitely joy agents on the planet. Dogs are joy agents. They're love agents. They're just
joy
agents.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they're joy agents. Yeah, their job down here is just to be joyful and just appreciate and love you no matter what.
That's it.
They do. They love you no matter what.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Doesn't
it make people happy also, so that's important.
Oh, make you laugh at just the silliest little things that they do. Yeah, very precious. So along with that whole thing about being creative and doing journaling, one thing that you brought up, Tony, was the fact that, you know, through having some health challenges, it really encouraged you to go to a deeper level of just making that quality quiet time for yourself in the morning.
Well, I found out I had sugar diabetes about 3 months ago. And I've learned so much in 3 months, you can't believe. But I'm very blessed because I have some really special friends, and I was one of the people that shared with my friends that I had sugar diabetes. I wasn't one of the people that thought they had to keep it a secret because it was something so bad to have. So I was blessed to be that way.
Uh-huh.
And in doing that, I found people around me, and my support system was on like overdrive, and that's been like an amazing journey. The thing that I have found are the people that do not have that support, do not have knowledge, because the amount of knowledge that's not out there with that is also not good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the... I'm sorry, do you agree?
What'd you say, Jamie?
I was talking to the cat, was about to jump out of my lap here and claw me, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, that's okay.
Yeah, that's
okay, dogs and cats are totally different. We didn't even go into the cat joy. We didn't even go into the cat joy. Okay, different topic.
Clear now. Go ahead.
Okay. So all I was going to share was I have found there's a lot of people that do not take diabetes serious that have it, and a lot of my friends. I'm amazed with the people that have diabetes that I had no idea that they had that. That's another, like, oh, my gosh. But not only that, when I watch them, since I've learned more, they are not doing things to help themselves get well. Their attitude seems to be, and I think this is with a lot of things that I've just now noticed because I'm not a medicine taker. So I have found that other people, when they have diabetes, they feel like if they take their medicine, they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary because diabetes is so dangerous that just taking your medicine and not making changes, you're not going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that way with life, period. Too often we think, well, we'll just take our medicine and then we'll be fine. But it doesn't really work that way.
Once you found out about the diabetes, how did that change your morning practice, or actually you do it in the evening, your evening practice of just kind of checking in and doing your journaling and stuff?
No, those all are the same.
That never changed. Okay, that's cool.
That never changed. That stayed the same.
Uh-huh.
What changed were the other things that I found that I had learned and I needed to watch. And the changes that are in your body that you don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a big surprise to me.
Well, one of the great secrets that she shared with me is beans. You eat beans, it's only a half a cup of beans a day, right?
It's right around there. It's the best food you can eat every day, James.
Yeah, you eat a half a cup of beans a day, and it's a good detoxer, and it regulates your all different kinds of
beans,
stuff. Any kind of beans you want, man. Any kind of beans.
What did you
say? How is it prepared?
Doesn't matter.
Can I deep fry them?
Doesn't matter. You can even, yeah.
That was a joke. Because, they just kind of wrapped up the state fair around here. And they had, like, deep-fried Twinkies, but we didn't go. I don't eat that kind of stuff.
Because
I'm diabetic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know you were diabetic.
Oh, I've been diabetic for who knows how long. I've been diagnosed for about 6 years, maybe. And I've even lost part of my toe because of my diabetes.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know how serious it is.
Well, you would think that would be a wake-up call, right?
Because
you're talking about taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself now, and I'm 54, I probably won't be around for another 10 or 15 years, you know.
Well, you say that, and your body goes, okay, sure, you won't be around.
Well, James. I'm doing 100%, 100,000% better than I was. So.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
What I didn't realize are the subtle changes that diabetes does to you. Because it's not a big hit you in the face until something like that happens. But
or you may not have it for how long until you do realize it, and it kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, because they don't check you for it.
Well, right, unless you're somebody. How I found I had it, I had a client that mentioned that they had had it and reeled off a bunch of these things, and it was like, wow, it sounds like me. So I had my blood sugar checked, and that's how one of the big indications. And then you have A1C, which is every 3 months. It tells in a percentage like how well you're doing and your blood sugar.
Right.
And you have to test yourself.
The thing of it is, It is just let go. It's not one of the regular things, and it's so silly because it's so easy to check it. I even checked Robin. Because Robin says, maybe I have it. I said, you want me to check it? Because I always have my kit with me. And she goes,
right.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a talking one?
So if, no,
no,
I
didn't.
Just
it didn't
I
talk to me.
I can't afford it.
Well, you know, there's a couple that say, it's like, you know, it'll talk and give you your level. So
we did not have a conversation.
I can afford. Robin, stop, please.
Uh-huh.
But, you
okay.
know, from when I remember my dad had diabetes, and he would have to use a test strip, which was you dipped it in your urine, and then it turned to color. That's very rudimentary compared to nowadays. They have this little
right.
machine that'll give you your number in about 5 seconds. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And like yeah. that, it'll the ones now they keep track. Is it
right?
Going
it gives you an average,
and
it shows
yeah.
all your. The doctor can plug it into a computer, and it'll give them a printout.
Right.
Right.
So that's all amazing. So.
Right.
What are your blood sugar
you
levels?
I tell you, I'm just going to the doctor. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk, but
Yes, you're allowed to talk.
Oh, of course. My last A1C was 9, and it should be 6 or 7. So that means I need to bring my levels down, and my fasting blood sugar was 117, which isn't bad.
No, that's not bad.
You know, but
okay, you guys are talking a foreign language to me.
You have to look at the long-term cumulative effect of the diabetes, and a lot of people don't realize until it's kind of like too late. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
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 What's the A1? What's the first one that you quoted, Jamie? What is that?
The A1C. You do that every 3 months. It gives you a percentage or the number, which is a 3 month. Comparison of how your blood sugar is. Now, if they're higher, it would be up in the 11s or 13s. So
right.
if it's lower or normal, it's like a 5 or a 6, a 4,
oh
5
my
or
gosh.
6.
Can
but you want
really
to start
to.
Ooh.
It may not be attainable,
well,
but as long as your blood sugars are lower and in a consistent, you know, consistently. So
right.
that's what you aspire to. Now, you have to exercise, and as with anything, you have to keep your emotion up, because if you don't, then you just kind of your blood doesn't circulate. You know, a lot of that is circulation.
Right.
You get neuropathy in your extremities, especially your feet. So you
but
have to have good oral health too as well.
Well,
it's all
interconnected. Your body is so susceptible to any type of infection.
Yes, especially
and
a further
not
away.
Get rid
you
of it like
be able
did.
To feel it.
Right. Can I ask you a question, James? Have you heard
sure.
of bitter melon?
A who?
Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, melon, M-E-L-O-N.
Have I heard of, is this a person or a thing?
No, this is a an herb.
An herb. No, I'm not.
Farm.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, you know what? It helps your blood sugar level like nothing else. That was the first thing one of my friends told me.
And you can
bitter.
Get it how?
You can get it online, and it's also in health food stores.
And
it
it's one more time. Bitter.
Bitter. B-I-T-T-E-R.
Right.
And then it's
melon. Right.
M-E-L-O-N. Bitter melon.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, because it is online.
Mm.
And you do know that cinnamon helps you, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, bitter melon is another one. Are you into reading very much?
Am I what?
Into reading.
Oh, yeah, I read a lot.
Okay. My friend Kathy, when I told her that I had sugar diabetes, she had this book, and it's called The 30-Day Cure for Diabetes, and there is so much information in there, it's not even funny.
Right. Okay, well, I'll check that out.
check it out.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't mean to
hijack the program with
no, that's okay.
My little personal thing. But you know, I'm 54 now, and hard to believe I got to be this age, and I've been blessed with something creative, and I've been able to, make a career out of that, and however it is, and here I am. And I've had it for a while, and you just got to stay positive and kind of get up and go and check your blood sugar.
Well, you know what, James? I'm going to share something with you. When Robin and I were talking about tonight, that's what I told her I wanted to talk about. So I have a feeling the meaning of this happening is all because of you. Because I do believe that.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it makes so much sense. Because
yeah.
I'm like, okay. In fact, I was thinking, okay, who's going to be interested in the things about sugar diabetes? I mean, I have found a lot of people that are, but I've also found out that I put it out there every time.
You know, it's an epidemic, and if you look at the younger people, especially the kids, they're sedentary, and crap, and that's how it starts, and it's a lifelong struggle.
All I'm saying is they need to educate people,
and that's the thing. I mean, look at this, people that are coming, they're going to have a lot of problems.
Right. This is what I'll tell you. You can get my phone number from Robin. If you have questions, call me. I have found in my short time, I've learned more than most people have in having diabetes for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very blessed that way. And I love sharing what I know.
Well, that's just how I work.
And I'm not surprised. I really am not surprised because I kind of expected it. Because that's how the Lord works.
Amen to that, sister.
Right.
Yeah,
amen.
And Robin
that.
Will tell you that is totally the way I feel.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Right?
It's totally
so,
how
Robin,
I work, James.
Robin, do you have any new and exciting guest chefs coming up for any time soon? Go ahead, the vernal equinox.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, the fall equinox. Yeah, actually,
right.
That would be a good show to talk about. That was actually this last weekend. But we're gonna have a guy who does body balancing. We're gonna talk about that when he also works with herbs and things like that. It's an interesting guy. But
cool.
One thing I wanted to say about the diabetes is, you know, here you're saying I'm 54. Well, you know, the normal age for people now for their longevity, they're pushing over 100.
Wow.
So if you think about that, you know, you're pretty much middle age. And looking at that level of just something that you can switch, and how exciting that it could be something that within 30 days I could basically just say, oh, this is like a bad cold, and now I no longer have it in my system.
Well, you know, they also have that, the lap banding, and that's supposed to take your diabetes away almost immediately.
Well, and a part of it's just weight issue. It's a weight thing more than anything,
You're exercising and your intake, so... it's exercise and eat the right things. That's about all you can do and kind of be positive, you know.
That's not true.
I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying I've heard of that, you know. I haven't had it done to myself, so I'm not really knowing that as a fact, but I'm putting it out there.
One thing that's been really wonderful is Kathy and Tony have been basically doing support calls with each other 5 days a week while they've been going through this book a couple times. We're reviewing everything. And one person will have something within that chapter they'll talk about. And every time they've gone through it, they've learned more and more about each other and just what the information is saying about it. So it's really exciting to see just the level of that.
The other thing is we're expanding the group because we're finding it so important.
Mm-hmm.
So you
better
start making it into a conference call. There you go. Diabetes conference call. Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And I know that it's going to grow. And it's not we're telling people to do or not do something. We're just putting the information out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, people will get drawn to it that are needing it.
That's how I feel, and that's why I'm amazed at the people that are being drawn to me that have diabetes.
Yeah. So if there are people out there that are interested in wanting to get on a call and be checking it out with Tony and some of the information that they've been able to glean from the 30 days to being diabetes free, we can get that coordinated, and that would be really exciting, a little side thing from the, you know, we got the cafe here, and a part of the cafe is eating healthy and keeping yourself, you know, wonderful. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
But just like always, 30 minutes goes super fast. So I want to thank Miss Tony and Mr. Jamesy for being on. And we will see you next time here at the cafe.
Sure.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.